Baruch HaBayim to Parasha Insights, Parasha Shalach. Wonderful to be back and to be able to have another week of Parasha Insights with Zecher Nishmas, Uli Ilui Nishmas, Leon Ben Rachel, Rachel Bas, Rebecca Bas Serina. Be'ezus Hashem, their neshama tahira should have a lichtig Gan Eden. Please keep in mind the names Leon Ben Rachel, and Rebecca Basarina. We say this year, Lezecher Ula'ili Neshmasam, and hopefully we'll get chizuk from Parsha Shlach. We'll learn from Kole, we'll learn from Yeshua, we'll learn from how to speak positively, certainly about Eretz Yisrael. If you take a look in the Parsha, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Lamed, it's actually something that we mentioned at the end of our Shabbos Hagadol Drasha, the very famous words of Kalev, where Kalev was so reassuring. Of course, we know there are two Meraglim that didn't speak badly about Eretz Yisrael, tried to encourage so positively Bnei Yisrael, Yeshua, and Kalev. Kalev says in Yud Gimel Lamed, Oloi na'ale v'yirashnu oisa, we're able to ascend, the double lashon, we're surely able to ascend, we'll be able to conquer, we'll be successful. It's mamish a call that was so positive, so filled with the enthusiastic ability to believe, Oloi na'al, as I said a moment ago, we did use this and we said a pshat to end our Shabbos HaGogol Drasha, but a few short months ago. There is a very well-known pshat, I actually saw it a number of years ago, and now I'm going through your Sefer Avnei Kodesh. Right here you can see how I highlighted and wrote my own pshatim on the side. You bring down Rav Moshe's pshat as found in Rav Moshe's Sefer. It's something I mentioned a few years ago. I'd like to remind the Olam as you bring down in Sefer from Rav Moshe what he says and perhaps expound upon it. Rashi tells us, quoting the very famous, based on the Gemara and Sita, Daf Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, that when Kolev said the words to Bnei Yisrael, Oloi Na'ale, again that double expression, will surely go up, as Rashi points out, what he meant was, under any and all circumstances. Whatever it is that we're told to do, we will surely be successful. And take a look at Rashi, very important. Afilu b'shamayim. Even if we are told to go to heaven, what will we do? We will, asu sulamais, we'll go ahead and we're told to make ladders, we'll make ladders. We'll be successful and be able to go to Shemayim. That's the expression of we will surely be successful. In other words, no matter what we're told to do, even if it seems insurmountable and impossible, we will, be'ezras Hashem and b'siyata d'shmaya, Oloi na'ale, we'll be able to be successful. We'll be able to conquer. We'll be able to move forward. Even if we are told, go to heaven, make ladders, we will be successful. Rav Moshe wonders about what Rashi says based on the Gemara and Saita. How would making ladders possibly make the job any easier? If Kalev indeed meant what he said, that we'll be able to go to Shemayim, going to Shemayim seems to be an impossible task. No human could possibly climb to Shemayim, so it's such an unattainable goal, an unattainable undertaking. What's therefore meant by make a sula, make a ladder? What's that supposed to do? He didn't mean it figuratively. Well, what did he mean? That's not going to make an impossible, unattainable goal any easier. Rav Moshe explains so beautifully, even if the job that we're given seems to be unattainable, it seems to be something entirely impossible and insurmountable. And it's important to listen to this because in our daily lives it's something, if not daily, then weekly, that we're faced with. The Torah is teaching us, you do whatever you can to attempt the task. Even if the attempt seems to be so inconsequential and so meaningless, like it's not going to help anyway. I guess you could say we're being told, do our ishtadlus. You have to show the desire. You have to put in a reasonable effort. You have to work towards the success of a specific goal. The fact that it's beyond your grasp, the fact that it's unattainable, the fact that it's insurmountable, that may all be true. And whether you make the goal or achieve the goal or not, Hashem will decide. But you have to make the attempt. although to you it may seem inconsequential, it may seem feeble, it may seem like something, what difference would it make if I take a 6-foot ladder vis-a-vis a quest tens of miles to heaven? You do your hishtadlus. You do your part. You make the attempt. As Rav Moshe says, you want to ask for the Ribbono Shelom Siyata Dishmaya without doing any hard work, without doing any of the hishtadlus, that's something that's not possible. I'd like to remind the Olam of the Vart that we've said in the past from Rav Meir Shapiro, because I think it's entirely apropos with this Vart from Rav Moshe. As Rav Moshe is learning Pshat and Rashi, would the Sula make a difference? What's the ladder going to make a difference? It's not going to take you to Shemayim. It's your effort. It's your attempt. It's your hishtadlus. It's your showing, I'll do my part. If you take a look, as the Rashi writes in Bamidbar, Gimel, Tezayin, this concept, counting Shevet Levi, the Ribbono Shel Olam says to Moshe, Asei ata shelcha, you do your part and I'll do my part. We have to do our part. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, then I'll take care of getting you to Shemayim, if indeed that's what's meant to be. The beauty lies in the Vort from Rav Meir Shapiro. At Parshas Lech Lecha, we find that the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Avraham Avinu to go outside and to count the stars. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the three famous words to Avraham Avinu, Ko yihi ezarecha, so shall your children be. In other words, the simple interpretation is Klal Yisrael will be like the stars. In what sense will we be like the stars? Brilliant, shining, numerous, each one its own character trait. Those would all be acceptable pshatim. Rav Meir Shapiro translates the words, I think it's one of the best pshatim you'll ever hear. He translates the words, Ko yizarecha, differently. When Hashem told Avram, so shall your children be. Why did Avram make the attempt? Why did Avram Avinu go out and even make the attempt to count the stars? Counting the stars is an unattainable goal. It's not a possible achievement. Nobody can count the stars. It's not possible. Yet what did Avram Avinu do when he was told to do it? He made the attempt. He made the effort. He did his ishtadlus, and he went out as he was told, and he attempted to count the stars. Although it's unattainable and it's an impossible task, says Rav Meir Shapiro, that's the way to read the words. Ko yezarecha, this trait of attempting the impossible, this trait of trying, putting in ishtadlus, even though to you and I it might seem feeble and inconsequential, this quality of trying, although it seems impossible, that's who your children will be. Ko, this trait, this quality is who Klal Yisrael is. We don't give up. We put in the hishtadlus. We attempt something, although it seems to be insurmountable, and that, says Rav Meir Shapiro, is a Jewish quality. It's entrenched within our DNA, this idea that you will try, put in the hishtadlus, and really you see a manifestation of it here in Rashi. That's what this Rashi means. Olay nala, we're going to ascend, and if we're told to go to Shemayim, we'll make it to Shemayim. You know what we'll do to get to Shemayim? Build a ladder. Is a 6-foot ladder getting you to heaven? Yeah, it is. How it happens, what the Ribbono Shel Olam does, you don't make those decisions. You do that which you were tasked to do. Ko yihye zarecha. This is a Yiddish trait, to try and to attempt. And if you think about it, there are times, as I said a few moments ago, sometimes it might be on a daily, weekly, monthly occasion, where we are tasked with something, even in our Avodas Hashem, striving to become better, that's way beyond me. That's beyond my grasp. It's not who I am. But a person with hishtadlus and an attempt, to you it seems inconsequential. But when it's manifested and magnified in Shemayim, it's the world's largest step. Stay focused. As we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Asei ata shelcha, You do your part, v'ani eseh shali, and I'll take care of my part. And I then saw that you brought down in your sefer so beautifully from Ostras the Rebbe, a pshat that resonated with me, and I think it ties in beautifully. The Ostras the Rebbe said, there's another lesson to be taken out from the sulam, from the ladder. And to me, this mamish speaks to me. This mamish speaks to me. What's the pshat in making a ladder? He says so beautifully, if you think about it, conquering Eretz Yisrael also seemed to appear to be impossible. Why was that any less of a miracle? They're being told to conquer the land that others inhabited. How is that something that's possible? So he says so powerfully, learn from the ladder. A ladder is one rung upon another, one step from another. A person doesn't go from 1 to 28, jump from 3 to 72. It's step by step. The only way to be matzliach, the only way to do something, even if it's difficult, is with the consistent progress, the small steps. I'll bring you a and that's what's indicated by the sulam. Why did he say build a sulam? Why a ladder? The Ostras the Rebbe says so beautifully, because a ladder represents a small and incremental, step by step, rung by rung. A person doesn't become great by taking, you have big she'ifas, dream and color. But to make that goal successful, that's why so many of the success things come from Yaimi, Daf Yaimi, Halacha Yaimi, Mishnah Yaimi. Why? Because it's day in, day out a little bit. I'd like to bring you a proof to this from the end of the Parsha. If you take a look at the end of the Parsha, you mamash see this exact same concept. What's the last thing we speak about in the Parsha? The Tzitzis. The Tzitzis spoke about the Tchelis. If you take a look, the Pasuk says, you have to have one of the strings. You have to have the chelis. Rashi tells us it's a very well-known pshat. Rashi's actually quoting, there's two gemaras. You want to see it in greater detail, take a look at Menachos Membeis, where Rashi tells us, what does it help to look at the blue of the techelis? So Rashi says, and I'll give you the longer version of the gemara, because when you see the blue of the techelis, the string on the tzitzis, it reminds you of the blue of the sea. And the blue of the sea is to remind you of the blue of the clouds, the sky in heaven, which that in turn will remind you of the blue stone that was found by the Dibrois, by the Luchois, and ultimately that reminds you of the blue by the Kisei HaKovod, and you'll come to think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I always wonder on this Gemara, why do you have to do it in so many steps? Why do you have to do it in so many steps? Why doesn't the Gemara just tell us, you know why you need Tchelis? Because if you look at the blue on the tzitzis, it'll remind you of the blue in heaven and you'll think of Hashem. Why do I have to go through five steps? If I think of the blue on the tzitzis, it'll remind me of the blue of the sea, and the blue of the sea will remind me of this, which remind me of that, which remind me of this, and then I'll do, why? I think the answer is the pshat that we said. You want to become great? Dream in color. Have groisah she'ifas, but it has to be done in small steps, like a sulam, like a ladder. Step by step, rung by rung, a person has, that's the way to be successful. In fact, if you think about it, tzitzis we know represents all of the Torah. Does tzitzis, we know tzitzis represents all of the Torah. How do you spell the word tzitzis? Tzadi yud, saf. Of course, the gematria of those five letters is 600. Include with that the five knots and the eight strings. 600, 5 and 8 is a total of 613. In other words, in tzitzis we see a fulfillment of taryag mitzvahs of kol ha-taira kula. We see a fulfillment of all the taira. Here we're being taught the key. If you want to go ahead and fulfill tzitzis plus the five knots and the eight strings, tariyah kol ha-tairah kula, do it like the tcheles. It doesn't say that you look at the blue of the tcheles and all of a sudden jump to that high level. Rather, you do it in small steps. You do it a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. And that's the way to be matzliach with kol atzarei kulo, because I just told you tzitzis represents all of the tariag mitzvahs, as indicated by the 600 plus the 5 plus the 8, 613. You want to be successful in tariag mitzvahs, the way to do it is in small and slow incremental, like the tchelis. That's why I believe it's the blue of this to that, to this to that, and ultimately reminds you of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's mamash what the Ostras Rebbe says, that when it comes to this conquering and conquest of Eretz Yisrael, when it comes to this idea of going to Shemayim, do it like a sulam, do it like a ladder. Just like a ladder is small and incremental and rung by rung and step by step, so is the tchelis. It's the only way to make a real, meaningful, and indelible change. Like a sulam, like the ladder, like the tzitzis. In fact, maybe that's the pshat we had not so long ago, Purim, in Bezus Hashem coming up as well. What does it say in the Shoshanas Yaakov? That all of a sudden, Tzahol of the Samecha, everybody was so excited and so jubilant. Why? B'reisam yachat tchelis Mordechai. Literally, it means that we saw Mordechai going out in the tchelis Mordechai, the royal garments, the royal clothing. I was thinking maybe we could say a different pshat. Kal Yisrael made a number of mistakes. They participated and they enjoyed the feast of Achashverosh. We had to do proper tshuva. We had to do proper repentance. Do you know what gave us the encouragement and the chizuk? Why was Shoshanas Yaakov to all of us Amecha? Why were we so excited? Why were we so jubilant? What made us so confident? Beroisam Yachad, we learned together Techeles Mordechai, the lesson of Techeles. And we learned that lesson of Techeles, by the way, from Mordechai. Please hear me out clearly. We learn that lesson of Tchelis from Mordechai. How do I know? Because by Mordechai, it says in the Megillah, he was Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Ish Yumini. And of course, the Mefarshim wonder, was that really his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather, Yair, Shimi, and Kish? So the Mefarshim speak out, they weren't necessarily his father, grandfather, great-grandfather. So what does it mean? He was Ben Yair from the word Or. He lit up the world. Shimi from the word Hashem listened. Shomea, his feelings. Kish is the Aramaic word of knocking. Knock and knock and knock with persistency. Keep knocking. Don't stop knocking. So I'd like to say that Mordechai's very name, Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Kish represents the Techeles. Kish, we said, is a consistent knocking, a constant knocking, little by little, by little, by little, by little, by little, by little. Eventually, those tefillos light up the world and they're heard. Maybe that's the pshat. What is it that made the Jews so jubilant when they saw Mordechai? Shoshanas Yaakov Tzahol V'Samecha B'Reisam Yachad Techeles Mordechai. They saw the Techeles. They remember the lesson of the Techeles. They remember the lesson of little by little, step by step, like I just told you, Kish, constant, consistent knocking. And when you do that, you realize you could turn around from a Haman to a Mordechai and an Esther. It's the lesson of the Sulam. It's the lesson of the Techeles. It's interesting. In a few months, Haba Aleinu L'Tayva, we have Slichas HaShoshana, El Yom HaKippurim. And there it says, Kidalu Mukhurosh in the Fakru de la Secha. We are knocking at your door like a pauper. What's the uniqueness of a pauper's knock? The uniqueness of the pauper's knock is essentially he doesn't stop. He keeps banging and banging and banging and banging. May I humbly suggest, when we want a tshuva, our knocking can't be like this one time, big and grandiose. Our knocking must be as well, kedalim uchroshim dafakli delasecha, with a persistency where we continuously knock. May I humbly say that knocking is a knocking of techeles. That knocking is a knocking of a sulam. What do we say sulam represented? Small steps, incremental steps, gradual, rung by rung, step by step. I really believe that the success to tshuva is the knocking of Kedal Mukhoroshim. The knocking of the pauper, the poor person, is represented. It's a Techeles-esque knocking. It's a Sulam-esque knocking. I'd like to bring with this in mind a beautiful proof. Maybe with this we'll close the shir. If you take a look in many machzorim, one of the most powerful things we say on the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening is by the Nesana Toikif. And right after the Nesana Toikif, we scream out, we beseech Hashem, Teshuva Tefila Tzedakah Mavir Nesraya HaGezerah. That if we have real tshuva and real prayer and righteous kind acts, that could remove the evil of the decree. We're familiar with that. It might be from those powerful things we say in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. In many machzorim, you'll notice that on top of the word tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, in small print, on top of tshuva, it says the word tzoim, to fast. On top of tefillah, it says the word kol, which is your voice. And on top of tzedakah, it says the word mamon, which means to give charity. Of course, you know the uniqueness, or maybe you don't know, but the uniqueness of those three words is that they all have the exact same gematria. The gematria of kol is 136, kuf vav lamed. The gematria of tzayin, tzadi vav mem, is 136. And the gematria of mem, mem, vav, nun is also 136. Why they're all 136 and what they get when you get 408 together, that's not for now. The point is that if you take a look in the machzor on top of the word tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, as I told you a moment ago, on top of tshuva is the word tzoim, which is 136. On the top of tefillah is the word kol, which is 136. On the top of the word tzedakah is mammon, which is 136. And of course, you may already realize that if you take a look at the word sulam, sulam, of course, meaning a ladder, Tamuch, Vav, Lamed, Mem, Sulam is exactly 136. I'd like to humbly suggest, based on the Ostrasur and the Pshir we just said now from the Techeles, and the two things that we said from Megillas Esther, maybe that's the Pshat. You have to knock Kedal Mukhoroshim. How does a pauper knock? He knocks with a certain consistency, but he doesn't give up. And Yor Ben Shimi Ben Kish, he knocks Techeles-esque. Remember the lesson of Techeles. Step by step by step. That is mamish the lesson of the ladder. One step, one rung, one and then another. How fascinating is it that when we're being told, Teshuva, Tefila, Tzedaka, Mavir, Nesraya, Gezeira. How does one do Tshuva, Tzoyim? How does one do Tefila, Kol? How does one do Tzedaka, Mamayim? Each of those, each one, 136. Sulam, as we said a moment ago, is also 136. Perhaps the lesson that we're being taught is, if you want to do a proper tshuva, if you want to do a proper tefillah, if you want to do a proper tzedakah, acts of chesed, remember, of course, that's represented by kol tzom and mamon. Remember, that's the exact gematria of sulam. In other words, the way to be matzliach in each of those three is like a sulam, like a ladder, small, incremental, little by little, better today than yesterday, better tomorrow than today. I really believe that's why those three have the same gematria as the word sulam, to remind us that the way to do the proper kol tzom and mamon is like a sulam, small, incremental, gradual progress, rung by rung, step by step. And if you look at Parsha Shlach throughout, you see this as a reoccurring theme. We mentioned it here by Rashi at Techeles. We mentioned it to start this year when Rashi spoke about the idea of the sulam to go to Shemayim. I hope Be'ezras Hashem that on those situations where there's something that we have to try to accomplish, and we say to ourselves, it's an unattainable goal, it's just simply a not possible task, that may be or that may not be. I don't know, and you don't know. But what we do know is we have to try. We put in the effort. We make the sulam. We take the small step. After all, as I told you from Meir Shapiro, Ko Yezarecha, it's entrenched and seared in our DNA. This is who we are. And when we do that, we take that small step. May it indeed be magnified and multiplied in Shemayim as an enormous step, as something that positively could shake the world. And may we be zeicha to continue the lesson of the Sulam, to continue the lesson of the Tchelis, to continue believing that every small step we take can make an enormous difference. And be'ezras Hashem, by doing that, will be zeicha to maximize our potential and to believe in those words that we opened up with of Kalev. Oloi na'ale, oloi na'ale, oloi na'ale. I'm sure we could do it. And like it says by the Techeles, Beroisam Yachad, we'll do it together.